Hype Network presents.
This episode, we are going to talk about whether or not college is for you or not for you prior to it being past the pandemic in the age where jobs are a little bit different. So let's get on with it, shall we? Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doreswamy, and in this show we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. So in this episode, we are going to talk a little bit about college, but before we talk about college post the pandemic times, of course, usual announcements. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify. And if you want to get a weekly newsletter regarding whether or not the episode is up and you want to stay updated with me, join my newsletter. Link will be below, both on Spotify and on YouTube. So let's get on with it, shall we? College. Do you need it? Do you not need it? Before we get into this part of the question, I wanted to talk about my inspiration for this episode is, of course, Valuetainment PBD on his take of college. Basically, what I am saying is somewhat similar to what I learned from Valuetainment and my with an additional take, of course, of my personal journey going through college. So I wanna put Valuetainment's video here and thumbnail on that, and you guys can check that out. And so let's talk about generality here, and then I will share my story first. Of course, generally speaking, college is for you if you have a goal in mind that requires some form of certification, meaning if you are a doctor, a lawyer, or something in that professional category, then it's definitely for you. And if you are an entrepreneur, content creator, or looking for some other ways to expand your learning that doesn't require college subjects, topics, then it's definitely not for you. But here's the kicker. The main message I want to think is that whether or not you go to college or not, the main requirement is, the main takeaway that I want you guys to get is that you need to educate yourself regardless. Regardless if you're getting educated in college or you're getting educated by yourself. Self-education is important. So that's the main key takeaway. So niching down to people who really want to focus on a vision and a goal in the college space is, of course, you know, that is self-explanatory. You have set a goal and a priority in your life that this college journey or this college life is going to lead you down a path that you see fit for your vision and your mission, then by all means, go in and 110%. But on the flip side, if you are a person who likes to question things and likes to discover life and wants to figure out life and all that stuff, and you want to figure out what your purpose is that doesn't require a college requirement, then by all means, you guys can do what you want to do. This means now with the whole growth of the creator space post the pandemic, there are a lot of creators now that are making a living out of their passion, you know. And I have a I have a thought about passion, but I'm not going to talk about that here. So for those who have a vision of what they want to do outside of the requirement of needing a college degree, guys, go ahead and do that, because at least you have a vision, regardless if it's abstract. At least you have a vision and you know where you're going. Go ahead, by all means, go and spearhead that. And for both two paths, I want to be a clear advocate of what I said, is that education is necessity. It is a necessity because regardless of where you're going with your journey, you're going to have wins and you're going to have losses. And that will be some form of education. Experience is going to be an education, one. And learning from someone's experiences that you haven't, through a book or through a video, through a podcast, that can also take you another step forward in your journey. And at least everybody's experience can eliminate the problem that you would go through. That's why education, self-education is important. So yeah, so that is the general take of whether you want to be, you want to go to college or you don't want to go to college. It's all about vision. It's all about life. It's all about aligning yourself through either direction and finding your voice and finding your soul and your spirit and your mission and your vision. It's all about aligning yourself. Yeah. Reminds me of my friend Paul Miller. Shout out to him. And yeah. So my key takeaway here on why I created this episode is to is basically to remind me of the stupid things that I've done in college and the lack of vision that I did not foresee, because I basically blame myself for not thinking life through. And yeah, it led me to getting a music degree that kind of it doesn't really make sense to me, because in the end it never really worked for me, and I never really had the passion for music after I graduated college. It's because, of course, of college itself and Philippine culture, but I don't want to talk about Philippine culture now. I want to highlight that in another episode, because that requires its episode in itself. But the teaser is, yeah, I don't want to, why am I even thinking of a teaser? Basically, Philippine culture is an interesting culture, so I'm going to give you the goods for that on an upcoming episode. But yeah, I kind of lost my passion for music when I left college, due to several factors. And I blame myself for making that mistake, because honestly, for those who know me, know that I am passionate about art. You can see this painting behind me. That's what I do. Of course, that also died out after the pandemic, when I found out that art doesn't pay much. Especially when you grow old, it doesn't pay much because of... That's another episode, gosh. Music is also another episode. Basically, I'm going to subdivide all these episodes. But yeah, at least the good thing, had not been for that college experience, gave me the opportunity to meet various people's various visions, missions, and gave me that clear understanding that we grow through our mission, not based on what society puts to us, towards us as human beings, but what we can contribute in our own little ways. That is where our mission comes from. So I kind of wish, if I had to restart this journey of either joining college or not, I would probably say, yeah, I love the journey of associating myself with different minds in college, getting to know different cultures, backgrounds, and getting exposed to different ideas aside from where I was. But of course, when that friendship faded away, it kind of, yeah, it led me down a path of being isolated from society. And but then at least I knew that the people who I associated with, I kind of took over their mannerisms, their thoughts, their thinking, their belief system, and how they overcome challenges kind of became a part of me and integrated. So I kind of say 50-50 on 50-50, it was worth it being in college for association, but for the learning and everything else that I'm going to be covering in the Philippine episode, yeah, that is what it is. So yeah, let me know what your thoughts are on college. Is it worth it for you? What is your mission? Are you starting out college? I'm going to choose one of those questions. I'm going to leave them in the comment section below on YouTube and of course on Spotify. Leave one of those. I'll think of the question, don't worry. And yeah, with that in mind, I hope you were enlightened with this episode. Cheers, folks, and I will see you in the next episode. On the next episode of The Rajiv Show. So let me simplify this for you. If you are in a farm in between two ideologies or two animals, and you love both animals, let's say a cow or chicken or anything, that's up to you. And there's a big fence in between them. That is the definition, and you're sitting on that fence. That is the definition of, to my knowledge, that's the definition of being an animal.